Hello and welcome to Chapter 9 Systems and Tool Consideration. In this chapter, we will be considering which are the features for system and tool selection. What are the criteria that we have to use for selecting a project management software, which we have seen in the previous chapter. How to choose online services. What exactly is a project management information systems. Pitfalls to be aware of in software selection. In software, what is an off software as a service and what is a cloud computing. And what exactly is the difference between SaaS and cloud computing? And we'll see how exactly the virtual teams is working nowadays. Introduction. So, as part of this specific chapter, we'll be seeing that with numerous project management tools available, the challenge is finding the right fit. How to find out what exactly is a project management tool I'm going to utilize for this specific project. Success in one organization or one industry doesn't guarantee the same in another industry or another organization. It depends, again, depends on the culture that is being followed in the organization and specific industry. Selecting the best tool involves understanding the unique needs of the project. Many tools offer trial periods to test functionalities, integration and reporting. So project managers or the project team should find out what exactly are the tools that are available and utilize this trial period and find out where it is going to be suitable for the specific project or not. This hands-on experience helps make an informed decision for effective project management and success. What are the features of systems and tool selection? When choosing a project management tool, certain factors play a crucial role in deciding if it's worth the investment. These considerations can help determine the readiness of the project to adopt and utilize the tool effectively. Main thing which has to consider before selecting a tool for project management is to understand what is the budget and how exactly we are going to utilize this particular budget, what should be the budget that will be available for choosing the project management tool. The available funds impact the choice of tool. Basic desktop tools may suffice for cost-effective solutions, while well-funded projects and the complexity of the project might opt for collaborative cloud-based tools with enhanced capabilities. Project environment. The nature, size and complexity of the project are significant in tool selection. So when choosing this particular thing, project team has to consider what is the size and nature of the complexity of the project, and then they go for a proper project management tool. Projects exist within social, economic and environmental contexts, and considering these factors help anticipate challenges, manage risks and align efforts with objectives. Customer organization. So what exactly is a customer organization? How exactly the customer organization? What is the culture of the organization? Based on this particular thing, it has to be decided. Understanding the client's organization, climate and needs is essential. The right tools that align with the client's requirement can greatly support project progress. So we have to find out what exactly is the client and whether the software project management tool which you are going to deploy or implement is going to be helpful for the progress of the project, depending again on the culture of the client. Team comfort and familiarity. The ease with which team members can learn and collaborate between each other using this particular tool matters. Advanced features are useless if team members struggle with using the tool or require extensive training. If it is going to be extensive training and most of the time of the tool person is going to be spent for training or learning this particular project management tool, then this particular software may not be helpful irrespective of whether it is having an advanced feature or not. Existing systems and tools. While choosing the system and tools, project management team should consider whether they are having a similar tool, or maybe organization is having a similar tool, or the client is maybe having a similar tool which can be utilized, reused here. If similar tools are already in use within the organization, leveraging existing expertise is advantageous rather than going for a new tool. Choosing a tool that integrates with the systems already familiar to the team can save time and resources. Reporting feature. We have to find out what are the reporting features, capabilities that are there and how it is going to be helpful for the project communication. Tools with reporting capabilities that align with project needs requiring minimal customization are preferred. Integration with client's software. So seamless communication coordination with the client software are crucial, which includes your mail merging or connecting to their CRM system will be more beneficial. Tools that easily integrate with client system save time and enhance collaboration. Selecting the right project management tool is influenced by factors like budget, project nature, team familiarity, existing systems, reporting needs and client integration. The tool should fit within the project's context, align with team skills, and enhance collaboration for successful outcomes, and support should be there for the specific project management tool. So let us see what exactly the criteria that is used for project management software before selection. When picking a project management tool, follow a step-by-step approach to determine the right system. The steps are, first, list the essential features and evaluation criteria needed, evaluate as per them. By carefully assessing these factors, you can select project management software that enhances your team's efficiency and effectiveness. Some of the important factors to consider are adaptability. The chosen software should fit seamlessly into the organization's existing process. Both the project manager, project team, and clients should not need to change their workflows to accommodate the software. Otherwise, it will become a project within a project. Flexibility. The software must be able to work well with various systems without requiring major adjustments or modifications. So it should be flexible. Cost and pricing. Choose software that aligns with your budget, ensuring it offers the value for the cost. Overspending on software can limit funds available for the project. The main purpose of a software is to provide key data for informed decision making and provide management information management information reports. Check if the report can generate, modify, and effectively utilize reports, and more specifically, where the reports can be downloaded in Excel format or Word format or whatever is a format the client is comfortable with. Database. Strong database capability is essential for storing and retrieving large amounts of project data securely. Confidential and security are vital. It should not become like it is unsecured and all the people are having access to the all kind of data. Ease of use. Look for user-friendly software that requires minimal training. A trial run can help determine the ease of navigation functionality. Compatibility to other systems. If the software needs to work with the existing accounting or reporting systems, ensure smooth integration is happening at a very limited time. Support and response. Opt for software with reliable vendor support. Help desk, technical assistance, and comprehensive documentation can greatly aid software usage. Future expansion. Evaluate if the software can accommodate future growth in projects. It's wise to invest in software that can adapt to changing project needs. Add-on features. Depending on your needs, seek software that offers extra features like progress reporting, visual reporting, project log maintenance, graphical presentations, and good UI user interface, and spreadsheets for calculations. Others, consider feedback from other projects, rating guides, and online reviews to make an informed decision. Apart from this particular thing, one more important thing that can be considered by the project management team before selecting a project management software is to have whether there is any integration with the document management system is there or not, or whether it can handle versioning of the project management tool documents that are going to be having that are going to be there. So this kind of things will be helpful because each of the document is going to have multiple versioning and multiple versions are going to be there, and it will be without this particular versioning thing, it will be difficult for the project manager to control the entire documentation. How to choose online services? Suppose if you are going to have online services that are going to be there for specific purposes, we are going to look at how we are going to choose online services. The presence of online services greatly benefits modern project managers by not only meeting their project management requirements, but also offering services online, allowing access beyond office premises and regular working hours. So, when people who are working in the pre-COVID and post-COVID will be in a position to better understand this particular thing. In pre-COVID cases, that the meetings used to be happening on the premises, and the people were traveling from one place to other place for having a meeting or interaction with the client. But in the post-COVID, everything has become online, and whatever discussions are happening or meeting that is happening has become more online nowadays. Using online project management tools can transform outdated practices, reduce inefficiencies, and enhance project visibility, leading to improved efficiency and client satisfaction. Here are the criteria used to assess online project management services. Handling project fundamentals. Reliable online management solutions support traditional project management approaches while adapting to new technology and processes. They should effectively manage essential project elements like budgeting, task tracking, risk assessment, and reporting. So while you are doing online management tools, these are the things we have to ensure that this is going to happen, and criteria for using particular things should be taken care properly. Resource management. Effective online tools should provide advanced resource management features, including availability tracking, staffing plans, search filters, and resource allocation, ensuring time management and efficient management of project resources are happening in this particular thing. So what should happen is that the time tracking of the resource and what the specific resource is working on a specific task should be monitored, maintained in the tool itself. Promoting collaboration. Online tools must foster team collaboration, also features like file sharing, discussions, announcement, project monitoring. An ideal tool facilitates seamless teamwork towards project objectives. User-friendly interface, UI. The UI should be so comfortable, and user should be comfortable using this particular thing. The usability of the online tool is crucial, as complex applications are often underutilized. Yeah, user-friendly interface, project templates, import tools, customization options, and automated functions, along with proper training, are essential for effective utilization. So actually, in the normal scenario, project scenario, what is happening is that most of the advanced features are there in the project management solutions are not being utilized properly because it is not having a user friendly interface. So basic things and important things are being utilized because of not having a user friendly interface. Integration capabilities. The new online project management tool should seamlessly integrate the existing systems. Tailoring features to meet the team's needs is important, especially for larger teams where on-site training and direct support options might be preferred. Data security, which is vital for any project management system, is that ensuring the security of the project and client data is paramount, particularly for sensitive information. Using a secure project management tool enhances the potential for future lucrative projects. So if there is any security is getting compromised in a project management solution, then it becomes difficult because the entire marketing and all the details will be shared to the outside world. Document management. An effective online tool should offer features like document storage, version tracking, and search function for electronic documents. These capabilities contribute to audit trials, content management, and elimination of clutter in project management practices. Now let us see what exactly is a project management information system. Project management information system refers to the communication tools that the project team employs to exchange project plans and outcomes. It involves gathering, organizing, and distributing project information through electronic means for project initiation, planning, execution, and completion. So all these should be happening through project management information system only. In the past, teams had a center place, often known as project war room, where information was displayed for all team members, clients, and stakeholders. However, in the near past, what is happening is that systems are referred to as project management information systems and are in digital in nature. They can take the form of websites, shared folders, or online spaces with various access levels for reviewing and updating information. What are the features of project management information system is? This has several key features. It facilitates communication between upper and lower management, which includes the project sponsor, project manager, and the team also. PMIS is a web-based centralized database used by the project team. It's collaborative software that stores integrated information with controlled access rules. So all the access and all these are controlled by the user, and project manager can decide whether a specific person has to be given access or not. PMIS aids in planning, executing, and achieving management goals. Project managers use it for budgeting, cost estimation, scheduling, and defining baseline scope. PMIS defines program and project scope, cost, time, and quality. It also outlines the organization, project team, and roles. It manages agreements and documents such as contracts, commitments, and approvals. PMIS enhances collaboration by ensuring team members share a common understanding. So all the entire team members will be in the position to share information and view the information that has been shared by some other team member. It promotes the exchange of best practices for policies, workflow, and document management. PMIS serves as a performance measurement and educational tool for team improvement. During execution, data is collected in a single database, and PMIS compares actual performance to the baseline. It also manages materials and financial information for reporting. When closing a project, PMIS reviews accomplished tasks against goals and generates a final report. In which case, what will happen is that at the time of closure of the project, project manager's work becomes easier. PMIS is essential for planning schedules, budgets, and executing project management tasks. How to approach implementing PMIS? Project Management Information System, PMIS, can be set up in different ways based on the project team and organization preferences. For complex projects, PMIS can be shared in a location and can be utilized from this shared location and can be implemented using project management software stored in a shared location. This software helps manage intricate project details and resources. Team members need proper training to utilize the software effectively, allowing them to create, update and maintain project plans and information. Spreadsheet in shared location. So there could be spreadsheet can be kept in the location which can be accessed by all the team members. Which can be used for a simple project where you are not going to have a big project management software in place. For simple projects, spreadsheets in shared location can be used for planning and updates. Spreadsheets are user-friendly and accessible, but they may not have complex directory interactions efficiently. Physical or in virtual meeting rooms. Physical meeting rooms, often called as war rooms, enable regular team gatherings to discuss, plan, and track project activities. Alternatively, virtual meeting spaces can be used, leveraging modern technology. Virtual rooms enable geographically dispersed teams to communicate instantly and respond to changing project conditions. However, access and training for virtual tools are crucial for effective use. So nowadays, after post-COVID, what is happening is that virtual meeting rooms are of more use, and there are various softwares that help in virtual meeting. Challenges of PMIS in implementation. Now let us see what are the challenges that you'll be facing when you are implementing a PMIS. For PMIS, the initial stages might be a bit challenging as a team needs to get used to managing information effectively with the tool. Ensuring consistent and accurate information flow can be difficult, and both top management and the project manager should support the team. So initial days, initial stages, it will be challenging because team has to understand how and what is the data that has to be input and how we are going to input the data, what kind of data is going to be input, and in communicating this particular thing with the team members will be another challenge. PMIS can connect with various softwares, making data management easier and reducing duplication. What are the pitfalls that needs to be aware when you are selecting a software for doing a PMIS? When selecting software, it is important to watch out for common pitfalls to avoid potential problems. Like, you should be cautious if a software has a declining user base, as it might be discontinued or lack support in the future. So we have to check out or watch out how many number of users are using this particular software, because if the numbers are declining, there is obviously the organization is going out of the business and software may go into an end of support. Software from different countries can lead to confusion due to language and terminology differences. So terminology that is used in our country may not be the same thing in other country also. So we have to consider all these particular things and check out whether the terminologies are similar with what we are using here. If software has been made in the same country, it will be much better. Verify that the software is compatible with the organization's hardware. Involve all team representatives in the selection process to ensure the software meets project management needs. More importantly, the technical team has to be involved for selecting the software. Be prepared for the onboarding process, including training and hiring specialists when implementing the software. Let us see what exactly is the meaning of a software as a service. Software as a service lets you use software through the internet. So it is like in the normal scenario, what will happen is that software will be deployed in the organization's hardware. But in a software as a service, it will be there in the internet, and people can start using this particular service from the day one. It's cost effective because you pay a monthly fee instead of buying licenses. In a normal scenario, what people do is that they will be buying licenses, enterprise licenses, and the cost of your buying license will be huge. But in your software as a service, it is for a time period, and whenever you want to use, it can be used, and monthly fees will be charged for these particular cases. You rent storage space from a provider, access your data online, and do tasks like backups. So So only you'll be doing a backup task. The rest of things will be inputting as a information in the system. It's good for businesses as it saves on hardware and maintenance costs. Storage as a service may also be called hosted storage, as it remotely collects, processes and stores user-specific data. Companies don't need to invest in additional hardware because the software is hosted remotely and hardware is taken care of by the solution provider itself. And this results in cost savings. SaaS eliminates the need for organization to manage high costs associated with installation, setup, and daily backup, and upgrades of the software is easier. So maintenance of the software is going to be easier in case if it is a SaaS. SaaS is popular among small businesses due to its low startup costs and payment based on used space. What are the features of a SaaS? It improves human productivity by providing access to staff over the internet. Streamlines organization process by delivering a broad range of business applications over the internet itself. With a single software platform, a broad spectrum of users can be supported across many functional areas. Reduces implementation, training, and ongoing support time for the client organizations. Reduces internal operating costs and helps lower total cost of ownership for customers. So basically, in any of the implementation, if the hardware cost is on the higher side, the project implementation cost obviously is going to go on the higher side. With SaaS, what will happen is that the hardware charges are reduced and maintenance cost of the hardware is also reduced. Implementation time is shortened and greater user acceptance is achieved. Minimizes overall business risk with greater data accessibility and security. As organizations continue to adopt outsourced models for automating critical business processes, SaaS is becoming more attractive model, as software features can be easily enabled or disabled by customer or user based on a specific industry, work environment or other criteria. Let us see what exactly is cloud computing, and then we will see what is the difference between cloud computing and SaaS. Cloud computing has transformed various enterprise applications, including project management. Rather than installing multiple software suites on individual computers, a single web-based application can be loaded in this concept. So what will happen is that the entire thing will be happening based on a web-based application, and users will be using an URL to access multiple software suites. This allows users to access all necessary programs via a web service hosted by a remote company's machine. This setup is called cloud computing, where the cloud's network manages applications, reducing hardware and software demands on user computers. Cloud computing can be likened to using web-based email services like Gmail, Hotmail, or Yahoo Mail. Amazon, Hotstar, all these things are nothing but cloud computing only. The software and storage for emails and are not on personal computers, but on the service provider's cloud. Similar advantages can be enjoyed in project management through cloud computing. Cloud computing and how end users are able to access applications. So here, if you see here, servers are maintained here and desktop are being used here. Applications are available in the servers and data is available in the server. So from here, end users are utilizing, can be used using mobile, laptop, and through router, it is getting routed here to the end users. In cloud computing, there is a front end for users, back end for processing, network communication, middleware for coordination, protocols for control, server utilization for optimization, redundancy for data safety, and diverse application possibilities. So what will happen is that entire thing will be handled by the cloud computing company itself, and only the front end will be available for the user. Front end and back end. Cloud computing systems consists of a front end, which is a user interface, and the back end, which handles the actual processing and storage tasks of the system. The front end and back end communicate with each other through a network, often using the internet. So connection is happening via a network, and it is through the internet itself it is happening. Diverse user interfaces. Cloud computing systems may have different user interfaces. Some user use web browsers like Internet Explorer or Firefox, while others use unique applications. And nowadays in cloud computing, what is happening is that the user can decide which is the user interface he requires. So basically, the user interface is more customizable for a specific user and not for the application. Middleware. Middleware is a software that facilitates communication between network computers in the cloud system. Protocols are set of rules that this central server follows to manage a system and ensure smooth traffic flow and client transactions. Some of the examples of protocols are HTTP, TCP. Server virtualization. This technique optimizes server performance, reducing the need for additional physical machines by utilizing unused processing power. So in normal scenario, what will happen is that a hardware is getting purchased irrespective of whether you are going to utilize the entire thing or not. Maybe for 2 hours of the entire day, the system is going to be, the hardware is going to be used for the 100% of their utilization, and the remaining time it is going to be used minimum for 20% or 10% of the entire hardware utilization. But in a cloud computing, what will happen is that as and how much whatever we are using, the entire thing will be added or reduced automatically. Redundancy. Cloud systems ensure data safety by creating copies of client information on other devices, allowing the retrieval from backup machines if needed. In case if it is required, backup machine, or there is an auto retrieval that is possible in the cloud itself, and there is no need of manual intervention here. Wide range of applications. Cloud computing can support a vast area of applications, standard word processing the software to specialized custom programs. Now let us see what are the benefits of cloud computing. Some of these benefits include remote access. Users can access their applications and data from any computer connected to the internet, allowing flexibility in location and time. Enhanced productivity. Employees can work more efficiently and complete tasks promptly since they can access work information from any location, eliminating the need for physical presence. Example, today if someone is not in a position to attend the office and go to the office, they can still, he can work from home and proceed further with whatever is access on nature he has to do on the specific day. Reduce the hardware costs. Cloud systems handle memory requirements, allowing clients to use cost-effective computer terminals with basic processing power and based on their actual requirement on the specific time of the day. Data is stored remotely in the cloud, reducing the need for advanced hardware. Access to applications. Cloud computing provides company-wide access to computer applications without the need to purchase specialized software or licenses for each user. Space saving. Storing data on the service provider's hardware eliminates the need for physical space for servers and digital storage on the client's end. No need of taking a backup from at the client end, and it will be taken at the cloud computer itself automatically. Cost savings. Clients save on IT support and specialized services as the cloud system handles maintenance and management. Whenever there is an upgrade that is happening in the entire system, cloud computing takes care of this particular thing automatically as part of their own solution solution that is getting provided. Increased processing power. Grid computing systems can leverage the processing power of all available computers on the cloud's backend, speeding up calculation for critical tasks. Now let us see what are the concerns of a cloud computing. Obviously, for any good system, there are some concerns also that will be there. Let us see what are the concerns, and if the concerns are okay for the organization, the project team can suggest going for a cloud computing. The primary concern with cloud computing is security, as entrusting important data to another company raises worries. However, reputable cloud computing providers ensure robust security measures to maintain their reputation and customer trust. Nowadays, cloud computing organizations are coming with the proper security measures through which the security is being managed by the customer only and not by the cloud computing system. Client privacy is also a concern, as remote access to data and applications could potentially compromise privacy. Cloud computing companies implement advanced authentication and authorization techniques to protect user privacy. The impact on jobs is another consideration, as a shift to cloud computing may alter the distribution of IT jobs, with new roles emerging in managing their backend of cloud systems. For example, when you are going for a cloud system, there is no need of a hardware or no need of database management. All these are taken care of by the cloud. So the distributed IT jobs which manage this hardware and data from the local companies are not required anymore. Despite all these concerns, cloud computing has gained widespread popularity, evident in its prevalence across various applications, including smartphones. The success of cloud computing is demonstrated by its affordability, versatility, and contribution to project success through tools like cloud project management applications. Now let us see what are the differences between a SaaS and cloud computing. SaaS basically is nothing but a subset of cloud computing, focusing specifically on software as a service, while cloud computing encompasses We have broader spectrum of IT services delivered over the internet. Software as a service is a specific type of cloud computing where software applications are hosted on the cloud and accessed via the internet. Cloud computing is a broader concept that encompasses various services like storage, processing power, networking, and more, all delivered over the internet. So, example, in cloud computing, the organization choose which are the services they require. SaaS primarily focuses on delivering software applications to end users. Cloud computing encompasses a wide range of services beyond software, including infrastructure and platform services, IaaS and PaaS. In SaaS, the service provider typically owns and manages the data, raising concerns about data ownership and control. Cloud computing can provide more control over data and applications, allows clients to manage and even move their data as needed. So, example, in SaaS, only software will be given as service, and data is still being managed by the service provider. But in cloud computing, it is an option for the organization to choose whether they are going to have the data in their hand or in the software service provider hand. SaaS applications are often standardized and may offer limited customization options. Cloud computing allows more customization, especially in infrastructure as a service and platform as a service models. In these cases, customers can make the customizations as and when it is required in the solution. SaaS offers ready-to-use software application without the need for managing underlying infrastructure. Cloud computing provides flexibility to choose and configure services as needed, making it suitable for various IT requirements. SaaS is ideal for organizations looking for quick access and use specific software application without the hassle of installation and maintenance. Various and custom in cloud computing suits businesses with diverse IT needs, from hosting websites to running complex applications and managing big data. So, if managing big data is a concern or it is required for a business, then cloud computing is much better than SaaS. Now, let us see what exactly has happened specifically after the post-COVID scenario. So, in post-COVID scenario, teams started working virtually. Let us see what are the pros and cons of people working virtually. Virtual team is a group of people who work together using electronic communication methods like emails and video conferencing. They are located in different places around the world with diverse backgrounds and time zones and different cultures also. Technology allows them to collaborate on tasks and achieve goals despite not being physically present. Earlier cases, there will be a physical war room will be there for each of the project where teams come and sit there and discuss amongst each other. But in the new scenario, so what is happening is that people connect through Teams, MS Teams or Zoom or whatever is the communication channel they are having, and they discuss between each other and proceed further with the implementation or development of the project. Some virtual teams rarely meet in person and mainly communicate through virtual methods, yet they function effectively as a unified group by working remotely. Features of virtual teams. The internet and technology advancements have revolutionized communications globally, enabling projects that can operate without physical presence. Virtual teams like web development groups complete tasks electronically without physical goods delivery. So, obviously, what is happening nowadays is that web development groups develop the entire thing and that is available in the cloud. From cloud, they can pick up and deploy this particular item in their solution. These teams offer benefits such as cost savings, flexibility with time zones, reduced office space needs, improved focus, and advanced technology reliance. So, what is happening here is that the cost savings is there because the person is not supposed to travel to office on a daily basis. Flexibility with time zones, people can work from anywhere in the entire world. And there is no need that office space is occupied for a specific person. Efficient virtual teams require essential hardware and software, relying on tools like email, teleconferencing, and document sharing. Virtual teams vary in purpose from fully remote employees and to task-specific groups combining on-site and remote work members. What are the advantages of virtual teams? Flexibility. Team members can work from anywhere and choose their own schedules. Access to skills. Projects can tap into a diverse pool of skilled individuals regardless of the location. Cost savings. Both the project and team members save on commuting, attire, and office expenses. Increased productivity. Flexibility boosts productivity by allowing for better work conditions. Knowledge transfer. Online tools and technology facilitate seamless communication and updates. issues with virtual teams. Obviously, there are some issues in the virtual teams also, which are self-discipline. Working virtually requires strong self-discipline and focus to achieve productivity. Unless the person is not having a self-discipline, working virtually is going to be very difficult for the person or for the organization. Team spirit. Virtual teams lack face-to-face interaction, leading to a work weakened sense of teamwork. So emotions are not coming outside when you are going to work on virtual teams. Whereas in an office environment, the teams interact with each other and there will be more communication between each other, and together they are achieving, they speak the emotions and they come out with a solution. Communication challenges. Virtual communication limitations such as lacking body language cues and facing issues like time zones and varying internet access. Misinterpretation, cultural differences can affect collaboration. Management difficulties. Managing underperforming team members virtually can be challenging and negatively affect the project outcomes. Individual preferences. Some individuals are more effective working from a physical office, leading to lower productivity in virtual settings. And obviously, when people are working in multiple time zones, again, communicating with each other is going to be a challenge. As a summary, for choosing a project management tool, choosing a right project management tool is very essential for successful projects. Factors like budget, project environment, team comfort, and integration with client systems should be considered before proceeding further. Online project management software should meet criteria like handling project basis, collaboration, virtual availability, and security. Project management information systems or communication methods for sharing project plans and results available in various forms. PMI's features include communication, collaboration, and integration, but challenges like communication barriers or lack of team spirit must be addressed. SaaS and cloud computing offer remote access to business systems, with virtual teams providing benefits like specialized skills and cost savings, but proper communication management are important. Thank you.